Day 19. Computerizations.
Let's see. Where did we leave off last time?
Don't you remember, Marta? That inflectional and derivational stuff?
Oh, right. Let's go back a bit. In playing around with those two kinds of suffix, we were actually starting to break certain words into their smaller parts.
You mean like the word computers is made up of computer plus s, and the word computer is made up of compute plus er? Pretty obvious.
Well, maybe. So you've got the example of these two suffixes, er and s, as in compute plus er plus s. Do they have to be in that order?
What do you mean?
Why not compute plus s plus er?
You mean computicer? That's ridiculous.
Why, Patrick? Just because we don't say it?
No, compute is a verb. Plural s doesn't go on a verb. It goes on a noun. Computer in this case.
Good. So we have computers. But suppose I want a verb that means to store, say, some files using computers. What do I do to the files?
You computerize them.
Fine. What did you just do?
I took the noun computer and added ize, which is a derivational suffix, because the grammatical category changes. Computerize is a verb, right?
Right. But it's more than one computer that we're using. So why didn't you say computers plus ize?
What? Computer size? That's crazy. You got off track talking now about the size of computers, but size is not size.
Yes, but computer is a noun, and the plural adds an s. So why can't we form a new word with computers plus ize, computer size, meaning performing some task using computers?
I don't know, Marta. Does it have something to do with the two kinds of suffix you were talking about?
You're getting warm. Look at computerize again. What word would you use to refer to the act of computerizing?
I guess it could be computerization.
What part of speech is it?
It's a noun.
And how did you form it?
By taking computerize and adding ation, I guess.
Fine. Now suppose that in performing our hypothetical task, there's more than one way of doing it with a computer. In other words, several possible
computerizations?
Yes. So what's the breakdown now? You have the verb compute, the noun computer, derivational, the verb computerize, derivational, the noun computerization, derivational, the noun computerizations, inflectional.
I can tell we're leading up to something.
We can even keep on going. Take computerization and make an adjective out of it.
Computerizational?
Yes, and you can even change that into a noun with the suffix ism.
Computerizationalism? Wow!
Not that you'd ever have an occasion to use it, and of course, since it's a noun, somebody might actually refer to more than one kind. Several computerizationalisms.
What, once in 100 years? But I think I know now what you're deriving at.
Which is?
That the inflectional suffix goes on last, after any derivational suffixes.
Bravo, Patrick! That's good for starters.